Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Walk With Me, My Son is Richard Osman Awad's historical family biography on the Lebanese diaspora and the Lebanese pioneers in the Canadian prairies. Although primarily centered on Richard's close and extended family, the book will also give readers a comprehensive history of the Lebanese migration to North America for 135 years. This biography gives an engaging narrative and an intimate look into the upper underrepresented Canadian Lebanese community and their remarkable stories. Richard was an interpreter, former teacher with the Edmonton Public School Board. He lives in Edmonton, Alberta. And he's with us on today's program, Richard Osman Awad, author of Walk With Me, My Son. You and I have some stories to tell. Richard, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Rick. I'm glad to be here.
Looking forward to talking about this book, available at Amazon, all the usual places. We'll give you all that as we go through the interview. Why did you choose the title of your book, Walk With Me, My Son? You and I have some stories to tell. That sort of captures your attention as you're reading the title of the book. How did that come about?
Rick, my father and I had a very strong relationship. I was the youngest brother in the family. I have one sister who is younger, but I come from a family of 14. But my father and I had this very strong relationship, and I wanted to tell his story from his viewpoint and what I knew about him as a father as I grew up with him for so many years. He lived to be 96, and my objective about writing the book was to make sure that the second and third generations from my family would be aware of the background that was there, which brought them into being, because my father came from Lebanon in 1901, present-day Lebanon in 1901, and he started a big group of people who became very important to us here. And I wanted to put this into story form because there's so many interesting stories that relate to my father and myself, along with my father and other family members. There's loads of stories.
Well, there are, and your father, a remarkable man, and he unfolds as you're reading the stories. Walk With Me, My Son. You and I have some stories to tell. The book is centered around numerous stories related to your father. Tell me some things about your father. Share with the audience some of the qualities your father had.
My father came from Lebanon, like I said, in 1901. He was one of the first a few thousand Muslims to come into Canada back at the start of the 1900s. And he was a very strong person. He was extremely kind. I remember that. And when I hear stories about people coming from families and they have a tough time with their parents, I didn't have that situation. I was treated in a very a nice way by my brothers and sisters, my father, my mother. They were all so kind to me, and I pretty well was a spoiled little brat, as they say, because I got advantage, you know, from what they were offering me. And he became a salesman. He was a foot peddler to begin with, and that's the way a lot of the Lebanese worked when they came into Canada. First of all, they started to put big bags on their backs and with goods in them and carried them around from farm to farm, city to city, and so on. And they were very strong, and he would build up his life that way to begin with, and then he would move into storekeeping. And as a storekeeper, he met my future mother, who worked for him at that time. And also, his store would allow other immigrants who wanted to follow the path of a person like my father. The store would allow other immigrants to purchase things from my father. My father was kind in that he never forced people to pay cash at the time. If they had the cash, that was fine. If they didn't have the cash, he would give them credit. And he lost a lot of money by giving credit because some people never repaid their credit.
The book we're talking about is... finish that thought, because it's so important. It says a lot about who your father was, that he was concerned, obviously, about making a living and paying the bills, but helping people, especially people that were going through desperate times.
Yeah, he did help. In fact, Rick, one of the things that stand out in my life is that when relatives came into Canada, they would come to our house, and my parents, both my mother and father, would say to the people who came into our house, I want you to stay with us until you can get settled down and get things accomplished. And then when you're ready to go out after you have accomplished certain things, then you can leave and start your own life in another area, whether it was within the Edmonton area where we lived or else some other part of Canada. And so the Lebanese population was able to expand because of stories like this. And I want to emphasize, Rick, that it wasn't only my father who had this kindness. A number of the Lebanese were extremely kind to each other and established relationships with the newcomers coming into the country.
You read all of this in the book, Walk With Me, My Son. You and I have some stories to tell. The author is Richard Osment Awood. I'm going to spell that. Osment is A-S-M-E-T, and Awood is A-W-I-D. The book is available wherever books are sold, Amazon, all the usual places, and a direct link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So I'll give you the correct spelling if you want to Google Richard. And again, the name of the book, Walk With Me, My Son, You and I Have Some Stories to Tell. You mentioned your father was 19 when he came to Canada, went to Canada. Talk about why he went to Canada and the circumstances. Did he come alone? Was he with other people? Why and how many people came with him to Canada?
Only one other person came with him, and the other person who came with him, his name was Ali Terabine, and Ali was about 15 or 16 at the time. My father was 19, like you indicated, and they felt that there were all kinds of things that could mean a better life for them if they left Lebanon at that time. And we should emphasize that Lebanon was under Turkish occupation. And one of the problems that existed for the younger people, like my father and Ali Terabine, one of the problems was that the Turkish military was losing a fair number of soldiers because of wars, and they were going around trying to bring the young Lebanese people into the military. And so the Lebanese didn't want to serve in the Turkish military, and they went ahead and they decided that it was very important that the sons especially be protected. And so they would hide them out in the mountainous areas to keep them away from the Turkish forces. And This is why it became so important for them. And then when it came time for them to remain with their parents in a little village, they came from a village called Lala, L-A-L-A, in present-day Lebanon. And the parents said to them, you have friends in a country like Canada and the United States, and why don't you go there? The economics might be a lot better for you. My father in Lala was a sheep herder, and so he wanted to have a better life, and of course he heard about the life in America, the life in Canada, and they were very interested in establishing themselves in their new country.
What kind of problems do they have, Muslims living in Canada? Were there any particular problems your father had?
Not really, Rick. And I thought about this very carefully as I was writing the book. The reason why they really didn't have problems is because the Muslim population, plus the outside population, who would be the English, French, and so on, those people got along with each other because they depended on each other. If we take the example of building the first mosque in Canada, which was built in Edmonton in 1938, it was the Muslims who were not builders. They were more the business person who wanted to do trading. That was their background. So what they had to do in order to build that mosque was associate with the outside world, like your French and English, and because they had the carpenters, and the carpenters were needed to build that mosque. On the other hand, the Muslims were the storekeepers, and in order for the people like the carpenters to go ahead and build something, they would have to buy supplies from the Muslim storekeeper.
Oh, yes.
And so there was that very close relationship, and it was established at that time, and it remains in effect today. The only difference today, Rick, is that some people come into Canada from the Arab world, and they tend to believe that they have to bring their problems with them and not become part of Canadian society totally. This, I feel, is absolutely wrong. They have to be part of Canadian society. And it's a very detailed story as to why they came, because of the economics, because of a better life condition. And also, Rick, I should emphasize that there were a small number of Arab pioneers at the time when they decided to come to Canada. And it is a culture of the Arab person to look after people. So my father and Ali Terabine, who came with him, when they came to Canada, they would be greeted by the Arabs who were here, and they would help them get established here. So there was always caring process.
Yes. It's a fascinating story. The book is Walk With Me, My Son. You and I have some stories to tell. The author is our guest on the program, Richard Osman Awad. You mentioned before Mary, your mother, your father's wife. Talk a little bit about her. What was she like, and the qualities that she possessed?
She was a very good mother and very caring. She had to be caring because she was going to be looking after 14
yes.
Children. You know, some of them, as they got older, of course, some would leave and establish their own life. But my mother was full of kindness. She was of Ukrainian background, Rick. And she came from present-day Poland, and she came as a babe in arms from Poland in 1895. And so she was a certain number of years younger than my father, and but her kindness was always there. And my parents, in all honesty, Rick, got along with each other, and they got along with the outside community. There were great friendships, and they remained for years and years. And the only thing that stopped that friendship was people passing away. But the friendship was there, my mother, the kindness. And my mother would host what was fascinating about her. My mother would host a Christmas dinner and a New Year's dinner and invite the families and friends over. So we may have had as many, including my family, a number of children, we may have had at least 25, 30 people
Amazing.
Come to those dinners. And so we always had turkey. We had a cousin who brought frozen turkeys and who stayed with us. He brought the frozen turkeys. And if you can imagine these turkeys frozen with the legs outstretched
oh,
and
yes.
the neck. That part outstretched. We were well over a yard long, you know, and that is what my mother would use the turkeys for these occasions at Christmas time and New Year's time. Even though we were Muslims, we still celebrated Christmas and we celebrated New Year's. Because we knew there were other people who were not Muslims who celebrated, and we wanted to be part of their life as well, just like we wanted them to be part of our Muslim life.
So many great stories in the book, and time is going by so quickly. I want to ask you, who would enjoy reading the book? People get a little bit of history. They get some background on the Lebanese community in Canada. Who would enjoy reading this book? Who would you like to have read this book, and what would the takeaway be?
Well, I think, Rick, in all honesty, anybody who is interested in history and wanting to actually learn about the people who came to our countries, whether it's Canada, the States, or any other country in the world, love history. We should love history and understand it, because what we have today, Rick, is built on the history of the past.
Yes.
And so we cannot ignore history. We have to live with history, and we want to take what was good out of history and use that to help further us so we become better citizens of the world. And the history is something that I taught in school for a number of years, and I stressed the value of getting to know things. And I encourage people today to go ahead and write the history of their family so that that can be with us forever, the history. I don't want the history where people just know the food of a culture.
Yep,
I want them to know... I want them to know, Rick, what struggles the parents, such as mine, had to go through in order to establish the life that we have today. Because without them and the efforts they put into their lifetime, we wouldn't have what we have today. And I always appreciate what they did. I think young people... anywhere from grade 4 on up can read. The university students can read. And people just for general interest who are interested in wanting to know about other groups. And I'm always interested personally in wanting to know about other groups that make up our countries, whether it's Canada or the States or France, Britain, and so on.
As you read Richard's book and you learn about his family and the impact the Lebanese community, the cultural influence they had in Canada, you start thinking about your family and wondering about your family, and I think makes you curious to go back and see and maybe put together the history of your family, and you will find out something about you, where you came from, where your family came from. Richard Book is Walk With Me, My Son. You and I have some stories to tell. A couple minutes left in the program. Richard, are there more stories you can write about your family members? And if there are, what kind of things would you bring about the family members you've not already mentioned in your book, Walk With Me, My Son? You and I have some stories to tell. I guess I'm asking, is there a sequel? Are there more stories that you would like to tell?
Yeah, I have been thinking about writing another book. In this book, Walk With Me, My Son, You and I Have Some Stories to Tell, my father passes away at close to the end of the book. And he lived to be 96 years of age. And I thought about the stories that I wrote for this book. And I said to myself, I think I left out some other interesting stories. One example would be where my sister, Emily, who worked for the World Bank in Washington, D.C., she went out on missions to places like Ethiopia and Uganda and so on. She went out on missions for the World Bank to help those countries get established at that time. And we're going back to the 1950s. And so I'd like to expand her story, and I'd like to expand the story about my brother Mickey. Mickey was a person who was the first consulate for Lebanon in Canada, in this area. I shouldn't say in Canada, but in this area. He was the first consulate for the Lebanese country. And so this was very important, and that isn't included in story. He was in charge of doing the exhibition parades that we had. Every summer we would have the exhibition, the carnival time period, and he was the organizer of the parade there.
Well, it sounds like you have more stories to tell, and hopefully you'll write those, and we can talk about those. This book by Richard Osmet Awad is Walk With Me, My Son. You and I Have Some Stories to Tell. Book available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. I think Reader's Magnet, self-publishing and marketing company, for arranging our conversation today with Richard. Richard's name, again, Richard Osmet. That's A-S-M-E-T. And Awad is A-W-I-D, the book available wherever books are sold. And direct link to Richard's Amazon page by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Interesting learning a little bit about history today and Richard's family, and really some remarkable people, his mother and father, and what they were able to do in raising 14 children. Richard, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Keep writing, and we'll have you back on the program to talk about the newest books. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Okay, I appreciate your help, Rick, in getting my book known to the public. And I do intend to write further stories, and I know for sure we will meet again whether it's in person or over the phone like we're doing now.
This will be good. Either way, a chance to talk with Richard. And again, this book is Walk With Me, My Son. You and I Have Some Stories to Tell. You can link on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Go to the Amazon page or go directly to the Amazon page. And again, our guest has been Richard Osmet Awad. And all this, of course, on thisweekinamerica.us. That's the program you're listening to, and we are back right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.